Hey friends, before we jump into today's episode, I can't wait to tell you what's coming. This summer, I'm opening up just a few spots for a brand new coaching experience with me called the Intentional Summer. This is honestly one of the most favorite things that I've created. This is for the woman who has been spinning her wheels, carrying something heavy, or craving a fresh, Christ-centered reset. Over just these 6 sessions together, so this is a condensed coaching experience, we'll walk together, just you and me, through healing, clarity, and growth. So whether that means processing pain, going after a God-given goal, or remembering who you are in Him, this is your space. If you've been listening to my podcast maybe for a couple episodes or maybe even months at this point, and you feel that quiet tug saying, I think I'm ready for deeper work. I think this might be my season. I want you to know this is your summer. You don't have to keep walking alone. I would love to offer you the opportunity to work with me in a condensed, shorter experience. So if your heart is beating a little faster hearing this, DM me the word summer over on Instagram and I'll send you all the details. No pressure. I'll just give you the information you need to make the choice that's best for you. All right, let's get into today's episode. You're going to love this one. Welcome and come on into the journaling room. Whether you're a seasoned writer or just staring at a blank page for the first time, the journaling room is here to meet you where you are. Let's discover together how journaling can unlock clarity, healing, and a deeper connection to your story. Let's get started. Hey friends, welcome back into the journaling room. I'm Kendall Snyder, and today's episode is one that is so close to my heart. Today, I'm going to talk about journaling, not just for yourself, but as a legacy, a gift that you can leave for your children, your grandchildren, and generations that you may never even meet. There's something so powerful about writing down your story. Not a perfect story, not a polished story, but a real, faithful, beautiful story, the kind that only you can tell. Today, I'll share why your story matters, how journaling can capture your heart for generations to come, and how you can even start a legacy journal for your family, even if you've never thought about it before. So I want to start with this simple truth. Your story matters. You might be tempted to think, who would care about my ordinary life? Isn't my story too small? Don't you have to do something big to leave a legacy? Friend, that's simply not true. The little moments. Think about the little moments of your past even 24 hours. Maybe the dinner around your table. The prayers you whispered in the dark. The lessons that you learned the hard way. Those are treasures. What if those are the very things that your children and grandchildren will one day long to know? When I think about legacy journaling, I'm reminded of Psalm 78, verse 4. We will not hide them from their children, but tell to the coming generation the glorious deeds of the Lord and His might and the wonders that He has done. Your life, your walk with God, your battles, your victories, your defeats, your quiet moments of trust, they are all a testimony to God's faithfulness. And here's the beautiful part. Writing your story is healing for you too. When we write, we begin to see God's hand, where maybe before we only saw a hard season. You begin to string together the meaning behind these moments. What if you could start living more intentionally when you realize that you're not living for today? You're living for a story that will echo long after you're gone. So how would you actually start a legacy journal? It might feel overwhelming at first, but it doesn't have to be. I want to give you a small little guide to get you going. So first, choose a journal. Pick something that feels special, but maybe not so fancy that you're afraid to write in it. A sturdy notebook, a leather journal, even a binder with loose leaf pages. This is going to be a living document, not a perfect manuscript. In fact, I think about notes from my grandmother that I've saved from just special moments over the years. And she used to write me letters when I was in college, and it like just brings tears to my eyes right now. And there was nothing special about the stationery she wrote it on. It's just that I have this little token and I have it in her own handwriting. And I have these words that still mean something to me today. So just choose your journal. And then the next step, decide your audience. Who do you want to write to? Maybe you're writing to your children, maybe to future grandchildren or your grandbabies now. Maybe to anyone in your family line, generations from now, who might one day wonder what it was like to walk through this life trusting God. Can you think about maybe your grandparents or your great-grandparents or your great-great-grandparents? What a gift that would be to have a journal in their own handwriting to look back on. That is just a priceless treasure, right? There's nothing probably, there's no amount of money that you wouldn't give for something like that. If you're like me, I would love to have that. Imagine their faces as you write. Almost think of it like a conversation. So you don't have to start, though, this is the next step, at the beginning of your story. That can be actually lead to overwhelm when you think, okay, I've got to start at the very beginning of my life. What if you just started right where you are? So here are some prompts that I think could be really helpful. What has God taught you in your life so far? What were some of the hardest seasons that you lived through, and how did God meet you there? What were some of the happiest memories that you hold dear? What prayers have you prayed over your family? What advice would you give to someone walking through a hard season? What are the small habits and routines that you had in your life that helped you stay close to God? You don't have to answer all these at once. You don't even have to be deep every day. Some days your entry might just be a paragraph. Some days it might be one sentence. Today I thank God for the beauty of a quiet morning. But it all matters. The next point is just be honest. Don't just write the highlight reel. Write the struggles. Write the doubts. Write the prayers you didn't think would be answered. This is what makes your legacy real. And that's really what will be such a gift to those who come after you and read it. That's what will breathe hope into the hearts of those who come after you. And remember, God's glory always shines the brightest through imperfect people who just keep taking the next step in faith. So don't overthink it. Maybe you write once a week, maybe once a month. You could even write letters addressed to your future readers, starting with, "Dear beloved one, today I want you to know." Little by little, you could build a legacy of faith, resilience, and love, word by word. So I just want to leave you with a little encouragement on this short little episode about journaling as a legacy. Friend, you are already living a legacy. It's not about the perfect words. It's about your heart. And I want you to imagine for a moment a great-great-grandchild of yours decades from now holding your journal in their hands, reading about the moments you trusted God when it was hard, learning that fear didn't win in your story. Imagine them feeling seen and strengthened by your honesty and faith. That's the power of journaling as a legacy. You may never know the full impact of your words. But when you write with love and faith, you plant these beautiful seeds that you might not ever see bloom, but they will bloom in His timing. Your story matters. Your faith matters. Your words matter. So if today's episode stirred something in you, I want to encourage you, start small. One story, one memory, one prayer written down. You're building a bigger legacy than you know. I'm cheering you on, and I cannot wait to see what beautiful stories you will write. Tag me, tag Kendall Snyder Coaching or Journaling Room Podcast, and share with me, what legacy are you leaving through journaling? Talk soon. Thank you so much for spending time with me in the journaling room. I'm so excited to walk this journey with you. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you found this one helpful, I'd love for you to leave a review or share it with a friend who might enjoy it too. To find out more about my one-on-one life coaching practice, you can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Kendall Snyder Coaching. Until next time, remember, your thoughts matter, your story matters. Let's step into it one journal entry at a time. Talk soon.